Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. This is your host, Edison. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, follow us on all podcast apps and subscribe to YouTube. Google us on Questionable Behavior and follow, subscribe anywhere you can. That's how we make a living. All right, we have a very special episode today. We are at Dua Cafe in New York City. This is the first Albanian restaurant in Manhattan. I'm Albanian, as you guys know, and I have a very special Albanian guest here as well, who is actually has done very big things in the United States since he came around the same time as me during the 1999 war in Kosovo. So Noli, you are a hairstylist, makeup artist.
Special effect makeup artist. And I'm a line producer, yes, right. For films. Okay. So I'm dealing here in New York with Authority Productions, freelance, and then I'm a special makeup artist for effects.
Right, for movies and things like that.
So in 2006, 2007, I was working at the International Airport in Minneapolis. I was meeting so many celebrity people, starting from Luke
Wilson, that's when you're starting your hair.
Yes, I started. Here with so many celebrities.
Jennifer Aniston, Luke Wilson.
Yes, it was a very, very short time with them, but it was very nice to meet them and very nice to work with them. They are very, very, very good people.
Right, right. So, Hollywood stars, basically. That's where kind of... So tell me now, you took a profession like hairstyling, which a lot of people get stuck just regular hairstyling with your local neighborhood, et cetera. But you took that and you came to a country here as a refugee, just like me. And you took it and you started working with the biggest people in this country. So explain to me like the mentality where... What made you go into the stars?
To be honest with you, to tell the truth, everything, it's up front of me with anybody else, whoever I work. I have some passion in my heart, and then I have some love to do work. It doesn't matter if it's a hair, special effect, or if it's a line producing things.
You
like a
so you want just to be involved around acting, celebrities, theater, things like that.
I love that, and I love that. Thanks God, I got so good connection everywhere, and then I am all the way from Hollywood to right here in New York, dealing with the people, talking with the people, working with the people. Now this COVID stopping me a little bit.
Of course.
It's so nice.
Where does your passion for theater come from? What makes you want to chase celebrities, artists, things like that?
Oh my goodness. I remember when I was a little kid, you know, and then I grew up very close to the theater place, and then I remember all the time I was passing through my mom's hands, I was going all the way to the theater, and I was looking at those characters, those actors with those kind of dressing, like a Hamlet, Romeo, anybody else. I was looking some. I remember some acting in theater was some French policeman, and all the time was in my brain. How can I do one day me to present this kind of type of work? And still today in New York, they have some theaters here. Then I go everywhere.
I try to go and connect people in theaters.
Yes, I have so many friends, so many people who's calling me and they say, hey, we're going to do this set. Can you come help us? I never check the money. I never see.
You just want to work and be creative.
I want to just move forward all the time.
It's passion all the time.
It's nice, you know, because you're creating something, you're promoting something, you're giving to the people something, because I am not very, very young, you know. And then I was in a couple of few sets in the movie, and then I was making characters 1925, 1930s.
The characters. Dressing them, makeup, everything. Right.
Makeup, dressing. I try to find clothes, and believe me, sometimes I go to the Goodwill to find some clothes.
Like old school.
Then to bring them up. And to say, hey, this guy looks character. And I'm trying to do with the makeup, and I'm trying to do with the hair. Hey, believe me, sometimes I use a powder, and I put in the hair, and I make those creepy hair, or sometimes I do like a slicking back, you know, like a 40s, 50s, 20s. Sometimes they have a very short short
so,
hair.
So you really focus on getting the whole thing,
yes.
from the makeup, the
yes.
hair, the
and
clothes.
Sometimes,
you're setting people up for the stage.
Yes.
From whatever.
Sometimes I do the area and I see what kind of car to bring, so mm-hmm. what kind of stuff to bring, and then to show exactly this things has to be look very, very old.
Right.
Which
right.
is, believe me, sometimes I have to ask some old friends who's more older than me,
yeah.
and I say, hey, how's this look before, and
mm-hmm.
then how can I create this? Oh, they're telling me back then it has to be shoes like this, has to be like a jacket,
right,
has
right,
to
right.
be like a very, very, and then I'm having sometimes hard to find them.
Yeah.
And
but
then
you're
when
going
I,
a person
oh, yeah.
looking up from place
I'm
to
looking
place,
everywhere.
All the
I'm looking in
so.
Everywhere and I'm connecting and I'm bringing up and I'm trying to do something,
yeah.
you know. Either we did that with some Albanian actors, we are providing our leader, Skanderbeg, you know.
Yes.
Skanderbeg.
Yeah.
You know how it's a 500, five centuries.
Right.
For five centuries, you have to create the person to make exactly how he looked.
So you're trying to find all the customs.
Oh, yes. I found
13
them.
BC,
yes.
basically, and you found
yes,
all the
Yes, I found them. I found them, and I made them, and I have a couple
so
of few pictures.
Are you making everything by hand? Is that
I made everything by hand, or I can get somewhere where I can collect with some people, or working with the friends.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we have to do with the material
mm-hmm.
who matches...
Right.
With the other material.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the old material, you
oh,
know.
So you're buying
to,
like a one piece and
correct.
Trying to match it with
yes.
another piece
and
bring
I
it together.
I don't sew it. I just tell them to the person, to the designer to do you gotta do this. Here's the pictures. I need
right.
this for
okay.
her, this character. I wanna put them this for this guy or for this woman. And then actually, to be honest with you, in 2014,
mm-hmm.
I was in Beverly Hills, Radio
okay.
Drive over there,
okay.
and I was doing some character to the Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
And I have a picture, so you can see it
yeah.
in my Instagram. I was doing exactly character.
Like Marilyn Monroe, the full dress. 100%. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she doesn't have very much makeup.
Yeah.
She has a one wig, one white dress, and
yeah.
then blowing with a fan underneath
yeah.
her
right.
dress.
Yeah.
It came so good.
Yeah, yeah. with the photo shoot. So
yeah.
now tell me about the passion involved with, you know, actually pursuing, because first of all, you've already had a very successful career with your hair and your hair salon in Connecticut, and now you're pursuing these other passions of the makeup. And so tell me, like, that drive, why, what makes you keep going, and how you don't stop and just always try to make more connections and get more work done.
Thanks
because
God.
I'm sure it's very easy to just stop sometimes.
Thanks God to this new industry. Thanks God to this technology,
mm-hmm.
computers, Facebook, Instagram. And then it's a very, very option. It's very option you, where you can go and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very good opportunity. You can go and find anything in the world you want.
Yeah.
So that's myself. Trust me. If people asking me how many hours a day you work.
Mm-hmm.
I work 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go home, and then I host in some radio station
right.
in Albanian. And then I never stop. All the time I look in the computer, I try to create something, to work something,
yeah.
to move forward.
Right.
Even if I cannot do it, even if I feel sometimes tired, I go on a computer or I go on a Facebook, I found something, I collect together, and I said, okay, this has to be done for this one.
Yeah.
Even if I know so many friends, they're doing movies, short movies, either Albanian, American,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what kind of. I just tell them, as soon as I see somebody in the Instagram or Facebook friends who's doing some partial movie or whatever,
yeah.
and then if I see something it's missing to those project,
you offer yourself.
Oh, I just tell them, I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. You need to get done this and this and this. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the people see I'm coming with this kind of type of opportunity,
yeah, with
they say, oh my goodness, where'd you get this energy? I
right.
said, I have this energy because I love those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm telling you,
yeah,
anything
yeah.
I start doing,
mm-hmm.
anything I start doing, I do with a passion, with
yeah.
a love. I don't know how to stop. Trust
right,
me.
Right.
No.
That's it. So tell me, like, now or more recently, you've shot a couple of documentaries for people with your nonprofit organization.
Yes.
So one of them was for Dua Cafe. You did a documentary, which is wonderful. Tell me, what got you into making documentaries, first of all, and do you plan on going forward with those type of videos? And what is a nonprofit for, also?
Oh, this is a very good question. I moved to New York In 2008, Connecticut, New York, yeah. Not too far from here. I used to live in Minnesota for 8 years. So when I came here, I saw myself, I'm very close to the place where I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
With the production, with movies, with everything.
Right.
So then what happened? I found and I tried to create people with a very, very high experience, mm-hmm. like a Kreshnik yeah. market, Goyard mm-hmm. Fetao. And myself, as a person who I like to do everything, and we have Piatrim Amarlahu too, mm-hmm. he's an assistant. And then we start to do, why not to start doing some shoot for our Albanians.
Right, right.
And then we created very small production, Aya Production. We start...
Aya Production.
Yes, we start, with one guy who does a ballet.
Ballet.
Uh-huh. And then we did with some restaurants. We did with some lady who has a very, very high-end campus, right. Daniela. And then we did the shooting with the Dua Cafe, mm-hmm. which is very nice to tell the people how we are hard mm-hmm. worker, and then how right. we work
right.
here.
Yeah.
And then actually... everybody else who lives in the United States, most of them, I yeah. say like a 90%, third generation, fourth generation, they came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
else who came to this state, this country, they brought something with them.
Right.
They brought some talent, they brought some mm-hmm. Profession, they brought something what it's very
unique.
Important, yeah. unique here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with me and with you, actually, with your dad too, mm-hmm. who they are people, hard worker. Your dad is a musician,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the hair industry, in the film industry. Everybody, we brought something. It's a very nice for the population, for the people to listen to this one.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
everybody else who has some passion, mm-hmm. that wants to do something, don't stop it. Just do it. Just keep
yeah.
move on. Even if you're not doing sometime if you don't do good, try.
Yeah.
You know, you can do one time good, and you can say, oh, this is not good, stop. Then mm-hmm. you can try next.
The most important thing is to take that first step. I think
yes.
a lot of people, especially in creative fields, you tend to start critiquing yourself, and you end up never really taking that first step forward. And that first step forward is what breaks down that wall that's stopping you from being comfortable.
Yes.
So once you break down the wall, now you're more comfortable. You
and
open
the one
your
thing,
mind and you can be creative.
And one thing to tell you the truth, here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
I found something. It's a one thing very important.
Mm.
It's a place for opportunity.
Yes.
They give
yes.
you opportunity. You can do whatever you want.
As long as you get
usually,
out and do
usually
it.
If you're in a part of movie or any kind of industry,
mm-hmm.
if you're talented never stops.
Mm-hmm. Talent
and
work.
Yes, talent and work. Mm-hmm. As soon as you work, you see yourself now. See, you came a very, very young person.
Yeah.
And then doing an interview with so many celebrity people.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much the celebrity people in these days, they are very, very, very good people.
Mm-hmm.
They try to do anything because they have something inside them heart where they want to produce
right.
to
right.
the people.
Right.
And then anything else, you like to do it, I give him my you know, idea. Say, don't ever stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Try.
You have to go. Yeah.
Keep moving on.
Yeah, and you know, someone coming
don't
from someone
ever look
with...
for name.
Yeah.
Don't ever look for name.
Yeah.
Behind your shoulder,
right.
names come up.
Yeah, and that's true. That's actually a very good line. But what I want to say is, like, you know, from someone that has already achieved so much, like you, and worked with so many high-profile people in the Albanian community and in the USA, you know, hearing that from you, don't stop, has to mean so much more for, like, young people watching out there.
I got to tell you this story very quick.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, I remember, like, today, when those celebrity people was coming to our store, because our store was inside the
mm-hmm.
airport.
Okay.
And then, I'm not saying just them, I had so many one. Hey, actually, I did the Wonderful Life movie, mm-hmm. Zuzu.
Mm-hmm.
The lady, she was 60-something years old.
Yeah.
She came to me, and I was doing her hair. I kind of don't know, I didn't have idea, was she?
Yeah.
And then for a little bit, she was telling me, do you know who I am? I said, no. She said, I am the little kid in the movie Wonderful Life, Zuzu.
Wow.
I said, really? And she said, okay, give me your address. And then today I have her autograph. I think she's not in life anymore. She's died. And then I have a really, really big frame pictures mm-hmm. with her autograph in my salon. Wow. It says, thank you very much to Nolly. And she wrote some appreciation. Thank you very much. And I did for a couple of times her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there was a place over there where the people came. Believe me, I don't know how many people I did over there.
Right, right, right. Right.
And then so, plus, I used to work at the state capitol building. Mm-hmm. We have a salon downstairs, and okay. we have so many senators, legislators, oh, wow. politicians.
Oh, so you've, that was three in Minneapolis, time. You worked in the airport,
then
you
Saint
went
Paul.
To D.C.
Yeah.
and the state
oh,
capitol?
Oh, yeah, 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 yes.
You worked there as well?
Okay. I was working in two places.
Politicians and...
And in the morning, I was working at the state capitol building office. Afternoon, I was working at the airport. Believe me, three, four times presidents came to the state building. I right. didn't see him. They came to our place. They said, look at upstairs, we have the president. It was a wow. George Bush. It was yeah. a yeah. Bill Clinton. It was a, so many people came. And then for me, it was looking like I'm working there.
Yeah, I'm just
and
there working.
I was feeling myself so special in mm-hmm. those beautiful places working. Yeah. As a refugee person, I
right,
was there.
Right, right.
And then... all the time my career, I'm going to go a little bit back, mm-hmm. because in 1991,
yeah.
I was in a hairstyling union in Europe, and I win the third place in the all European Union in the hairstyling.
So because it was like a competition back
competition,
then?
Competition, yes. So it was so a competition.
So when did you start hairstyling, actually?
Oh, let me tell you that.
Yeah, I want you,
oh, no
I want you to tell when you started. How long did you start? And then I want to
I
jump
start,
back into the competition, because
okay.
I didn't know there was a competition.
Okay, I start cutting hair. I start in the industry in 1985.
Okay.
So the 1991... I start moving on and all over the Europe. Mm. I went to Italy, I went to Turkey, mm-hmm. I went to Germany, we went to Budapest,
wow.
we went to Paris, we went some other places and back
hair
then.
Hairstyling, traveling
hair
all
styling,
over Europe.
Yeah,
wow.
hairstyling. Mm-hmm. And then what happened in 1998, 90, you know what happened, the situation in Kosovo,
right.
it shut down everything.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot move nothing. Mm. So one thing what I miss in my life, because you know my home in Kosovo is burned, and then my salon is burned, it's gone.
Right.
So I have, you see these pictures like this? I have back then in my salon a couple of few celebrity people,
yeah.
and plus I have almost 27 diplomas, like
wow.
a certificate from
yeah, like
whatever I've done.
And whatever,
correct.
And,
and then plus
down.
I have. Gold trophy in the third place what I got in
Europe for the
yes 91 and those is gone everything
yeah.
and,
oh,
and then 1999 you shut down everything shut
yeah,
down everything
course.
And I said I'm dead now I'm not
yeah.
gonna happen anything so
yeah.
when I came here I came
new
back.
Life
new life
so at that moment in 99 you know your career was that high up around all of Europe you got third place in the competition
yes, yes.
Now everybody in Kosovo at that moment basically had to leave their homes, their businesses, their you know everything behind. So
you know what?
When
if
you
I
came
started...
here, what was your thought? Like how? I mean, I'm sure because you've moved around Europe, was that a little bit easier of a transition for you because you already were comfortable going to different countries and working, or was it like a?
When I came to United States in 1999
mm-hmm.
as a refugee. My career in Europe is done, 1999.
Right.
And I said, one thing I said to myself, I talked to myself in the mirror, can you believe that?
Mm.
And I said, I came to this country, and I heard a lot of people saying, here is the place, what I was mentioning a few minutes ago, where I said, here is the place, it's opportunity.
Right.
And I pulled my two hands up,
mm-hmm.
And I said, here I am. Thanks God, I have this one. Thanks God, I have this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, bring them up,
mm-hmm.
and hear what I am right now.
And here you are. Here you are. There you go. So, you know, that's something that people, especially for us Albanians is coming from Kosovo, what people don't understand is, you know, just similar to you, there's thousands of stories out there of people achieving something in their career and having to throw it all away and come and start all over in a new country. You came here, started all over, and achieved just as much greatness as you had before. So
I gotta tell one more thing. I'm sorry. When I came first time, and when I started to have my license, they told me here, you cannot have a license here. You have to go to school and have 1,500 hours to start and cutting hair.
Wow.
And I said, how can I go? I said to myself, how can I go to do another
1,500.
Yes, 1,500 hours. And then I've been person with experience 19 years, been cutting hair, go back to school. My English was okay.
Start from zero again.
Yeah, my English was okay. I was not like today.
Right.
And then reading and writing was kind of problem, you know, how I can do it. So one thing, that's I said, I put my hands and then I got the opportunity from my boss, Ken, and then he says, let me try this guy. They told me, let me try this guy and see how he work. And I start, he saw my work. He said, we're gonna give you 5 months opportunity. You can cut hair and you can get paid like everybody else who's in the shop. So you have to study and then have a, you know what? 500 question I have to study.
Wow.
All the rules and all. And I went to university, in Minnesota, we have to take a test there.
Right.
And thanks God, I learned, I'm done, I finished
that's
my test, and then
boom, started the career.
And then started the career.
So now, a lot of people don't, act from our earlier seasons in our show, don't actually know that my father was a famous singer in the Albanian community. So what I want to touch on is that story of how you guys met, and you know, because you guys actually met here. But you wanted to cut his hair.
Let me tell you some story. This is a very important story. I'm talking about 1995, 96 back then, and then what happened? Your dad came up with a very, very good song. And then his song was named Cowboy Jema. With a video. And I have two people who's been singing for him. One was with the drums. The other one was
guitar player.
Yeah. And I was telling him, listen to me, I want to come and then to meet with Remy, as I want to do his hair,
style,
I want to do his style, because the cowboy Jema has to look like a real cowboy. And I was trying to make those set to look like a real cowboy. And then I don't know what happened, and then I did get a chance to be involved with back then. So what happened in 2008, listen to me, this is a very interesting story.
Yeah. 10 years later, almost, over 10 years.
Over 10 years. And then he came here in Connecticut, and then as a professional singer, everybody goes to see how he sings and blah blah. And then
he was doing a show in Connecticut.
Yes. And I went closer. I said, "Hey, listen, who am?" And then we get to talk. And I said, "I want you to one day to come to my store, to my store."
Yeah.
And then said, "Hey, no problem. I'm gonna come and blah blah." He came, and then after that, I was making his style. For the set, Cowboy Jema.
Still in 2008.
Yes. Yeah. And then I was saying, I'm going to cut your hair this way. And then, you know, and then he said, okay. And I was having his pictures. I was putting his pictures on my wall. And then he didn't see it. And I said, when I returned his face.
After you cut his hair.
I said, do you see that guy? Yeah. He said, yeah, I remember this. I did this Cowboy Jema. I said, this is my dream to make your hair. I said, oh, my God.
No, then I want you to tell everybody where your salon is located, if they want to visit you personally and have work done by you. On top of that, I want you to just let everybody know how to reach out to you if they want to work with line directing, makeup artists, and in regards to movies, so how people can connect with you going forward.
That's very good. So my salon is in Connecticut. It's in Rocky Hill. It says Nolly's Hair Salon.
Okay.
So anybody, whoever can go there, they can see Nolly's Hair Salon, and they can see two two websites I have. Mm-hmm. I have a website for salon, and I have a website for special effects.
Okay.
And then I have all those celebrity people with who us work, and then
they're all on your website.
Yes. And then I have wherever the celebrity people they comment on me,
right,
how good I am, whatever mm-hmm. I've done with them, so mm-hmm. they can check over there if they wanna. Welcome to come anybody else.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see, you know. I mean, it's very, very lovely to work, and I'm ready for any type of movies, any type of things, whatever they want to do it. I'm open.
Ready to work the whole time.
And then we are with our production too. Right. We can do anything, so it's very nice.
No, like we said, you know, just a last minute message to young people out there, especially young Albanians in this case, just a message to them, and also any last minute shout outs for anybody, you know, your team and who you work with.
You know what, I want to say one thing, very important things, and I want everybody to listen to this words. Love what you do. Do never stop. Success is behind your shoulder. So I want to say thank you very much for having me, and thank you very much to Olsi Becha, who is a very, very professional photographer
and he's doing the
cameraman.
Video on this episode.
He's
today.
Doing, yes, he's doing a video. I thank you very much. He's a very celebrity person who's been doing for so many
years.
Very public figures in our
Albania.
Country.
Yep.
So I wish him success. I wish him
new
very,
to
very welcome to United States.
Yes.
So. We'll see forward. Thank you very much, guys. And then
thank you, Noli. Also, thank you to Bobby at Dua Cafe. Make sure everybody comes to 14th Street. Check out Dua Cafe. Try Albanian food.
And don't forget, hajde shqipe.
And last but not least, subscribe on YouTube. 5 stars on all podcasts, all platforms. And stay tuned.